ministries preparing for Ebola, an oppressed people group in Burma finally catch a break, and a fun run raises money in Zimbabwe. There are ways that you can help further God's kingdom in each of today's stories. The details are next on Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The death toll inflicted by the Ebola virus outbreak in West Africa has reached over 1,000. World Health Organization declared it a global health emergency, and the medical community is scrambling to find a cure. Now, when word of the outbreak reached Compassion International sponsors, they started asking questions. Spokesman Tim Glenn puts those fears to rest.
No children, no staff in any of the countries where we work in Africa have been affected directly or impacted directly by this outbreak.
Three of the countries where they work border the outbreak area. They do have a protocol in place.
We are, however, preparing our staff and our church partners and all of our kids to learn as much as they can to protect themselves from this virus. We're working with the health ministries in each of those countries to get the latest information from them. We're creating educational materials. All of our staff in those countries have gone through training already, and now they're sharing that training with our church partners.
Why? Well, because it's all about mission, virus or not.
We're partnering with the church, and we're empowering the church to be the church in those countries so that they can spread the gospel and help prepare and protect and pray for the people in those countries.
Next, a new day is dawning for the oppressed Rohingya people of Burma. Steve Gumer of Partners Relief and Development shares an update from his friends in the field.
Doctors Without Borders and other large NGOs were invited to get back involved in those camps. We're happy about that change. 60% of those 150,000 people are getting rations now, food rations.
Partners and one other small agency have been the only groups caring for the basic needs of Burma's Rohingya refugees since February. Practical actions have been creating opportunities to share the love of Christ.
When we got involved with this largely Muslim population, we were surprised by the open door that we had with them. We were invited into their shacks, invited into their lives, and invited to be a part of their community.
You're listening to Mission Network News. What does it mean to turn your life around? Well, for some, it doesn't stop with a self. In India, near Nepal, trafficked victims rescued by International Needs Network USA are becoming part of IN Network's expanding ministry. Rodi Rodehaver says,
we have been starting a child sponsorship program in the villages around our group home there. If you can get children in school, and if you can help children break the chains of poverty, then you can begin to protect them from the child traffickers.
Find out about the sponsorship program on our website. You can change somebody's life for the better and exemplify Christ's love.
It's making a difference, and we want to start at the prevention side of child trafficking and help to keep these young girls out of trafficking.
Meanwhile, would you be willing to stand up for your faith against other Christians? That's what students on the University of Virginia campus had to do when a group showed up wearing Turn or Burn t-shirts. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship students talked with the visitors concerned about their condemning attitude and eventually turned that confrontation into an opportunity to talk about what the Bible really says with the students. The details of the story are at our website. And would you run a 5K to help your community? An Operation Mobilization team who'd been sharing the gospel in a local community got wind of a goal to build a community center in Zimbabwe. Now, the center would hold literacy and agricultural classes, not to mention skills training and community meetings. OM decided to hold a fun run 5K and contributed $5 a runner. With 550 runners, $3,000 were raised overall. To find out more, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is all about telling stories. And when you support Mission Network News with a donation of any amount, I'd like to send you the book Reach Beyond by Wayne Peterson. The book provides stories about comfort, courage, and the cause of Christ. Get Reach Beyond at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Reach Beyond link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.